welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And lest I forget, the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server and the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook group. Now, I was supposed to game tonight. Mondays, we had a summer hiatus. And I am supposed to be gaming with Tim Shorts and, Joe the Lawyer, a few others. But I had an offer to watch the Jets. I'm a Jets fan. I should have gamed. It was bad enough that you knew that your starting quarterback is out with mono. Your backup quarterback goes out early in the game with an injury. Your third string is in there. Yeah. And it's the Jets. Yeah. You used to say it about the Mets, but now you say that about the Jets. But in any case, I guess you could say it's something a little role-playing game related to the game, which is, by the way, still going on. I had to walk away. It's almost over. It should be put out of its misery. I've played in game sessions where you see your main, I'm going to use an MMO, talk here, but when your main tank drops, all right, your main fighter, down, your spellcaster, down, and you're in your mind, you're already going, wow. This shit's fucked up. We're in a situation. We're not going to win this. You can fight on and aim for that TPK, I guess. Or you can strategically retreat. Sadly, there is no strategic retreat in football, right? But in RPGs, there are. Now, that being said, how often do you see strategic retreats in the games that you play? And I ask this because I know in the history of my gaming and my groups, they did not retreat. Everybody fought to the end retreat. Why would we ever retreat? Now, I did roll morale for the adversaries, for the monsters. But there's no morale roll for player characters, right? If they decide that they're going to stand until the last man when the writing's on the wall because they're heroes, they're the player characters, they're not going to die. I think when I was younger, part of the issue was that I didn't like killing my players? Be taken the wrong way. I don't mean actually physically killing my players. I've had very few encounters with players that I would actually want to physically kill. But I'm talking about the player characters, the PCs. In my high school years, my college years, I hated giving that killing blow, let alone doing a TPK. So I would often do what I could to avoid it. And yes, PCs would go unconscious, but you had until negative 10 because we were playing AD&D. And I generally wouldn't have characters bleed out. So long as somebody survives with a healing potion, at the end of the encounter, all was good, right? All was good. I think even if you don't like killing PCs, if you make being knocked unconscious as hard as some of those initial rules made it, like we're supposed to be like, for every point unconscious, you require a day's bed rest. You're not getting a bed rest in a dungeon. So really, when you think about it, even a character brought back with magical healing should be done until you guys get back to an urban environment where you can rest. And if players knew that their PCs could have some long-term detriments to going unconscious, they may pull the plug on an encounter quicker than otherwise. Well, they may not, because some players are just, my guy would never retreat. But if you don't retreat ever, even when the odds are overwhelming, at some point, your PCs are going to die. Now, as an adult game master, does that make any sense? Listen, I'm 52 now. My opinion is different. My opinion is we're all theoretically adults at the table, and the players should know, for the most part, if an encounter they're coming up on is one that's appropriate for them. Because remember, this is old school gaming. It's the OSR. A lot of times, you can potentially encounter creatures, adversaries, that are more powerful, significantly more powerful than the PCs. Parlay is always a great option. And I got to say, with Tim's group, we've done a lot of parlaying. You've even done a lot of wacky-ass role-playing. But there is a thought, some segment of the old-school gaming, is that combat, you know, defines the game. Without combat, you're really not gaming. And there is some truth to that. If every game session was just role-playing things out and nothing left up to chance and no dice and it's all being left up to DM fiat, then yes, you're probably not role-playing in the old-school gaming sense, although you might be role-playing in some new-school sense or LARPing or some shit like that. But yeah, I think that you have to keep chance in the game for it to be a game. Therefore, dice rolls are important. So, what do you do if you're more experienced and, all right, your parlay is going south? It might be time to run. It might be time to see who really is a hero in the group. Who's going to do that delaying tactic so everybody else can get away? I've seen it happen. I've seen folks throw themselves into overwhelming numbers to allow the rest of the group to escape. And that truly is heroic, and that's role-playing. So, I don't know. In any case, I kind of have to look at my computer here to know the Jets lost. Not a good year. Hasn't been a couple of good years to be a football fan in New York City. Folks, I appreciate you all listening to my ranting, my distracted ranting. I should have been gaming. Better choices will be made next time. But as always, thank you for listening. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks. Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And lest we forget them, the Tenkar's Tavern.